just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Watch this. Then all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, and in the land of which the Lord swore to your father to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the works of your hand. Watch this. You shall lend to many nations and not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. I came to tell you that when you get this cure for rebellion, that the blessings of the Lord is going to overtake you. I want to tell you right now, you need to change your direction in which way you're going. Come here, Brother Emery. Let me just show him something right quick. Pastor, would you stand up right here? I want to show you. I want to show you what's going to happen. You see, this is the blesser. He's got it all. You standing right here. But what has happened to the people of God? We've changed our position. We turn this way because you going after the blessing. But God said the moment that you change your focus and start going after the blesser, he said that the blessing is gone. Look. If the blessing is not overtaking you, apparently you're going in the wrong direction. Stop going after the blessing. Go after the blesser. He's the one that got it all. He said, I got the whole world in my hand. Whatever you need, I got it. Whatever you want, I can give it to you. Is there anybody in here that's ready to get rid of rebellion and walk in the blessing and the anointing of God? If you're here today, put your hands together and give God a shout in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Look, let me just tell you this. You see, not everybody get excited about this. And I want to tell you why. It's because it calls for change. You see, it calls for admitting that I've been doing some stuff wrong. And if we don't get to a point where we begin to admit that we've done stuff wrong, we will never get on the right track. And God says, when you refuse to do that, you're operating in pride and rebellion. And what that does is that pride opens such a big old gate for you, and rebellion just come in, take a seat. As a matter of fact, God told me to tell you, he says, what he wants you to do is that, you see this seat right here? This is your life. What you're doing is letting Satan do this. He's sitting in your life. And the only way that you're going to get him out is that you got to remove his seat. It's time to remove the seat of Satan. It's time out for letting him run havoc on our life like this. You know too much word. You know too much. Have you ever went to a job and qualified to get a job and they said, you're overqualified? I'm telling you, you are overqualified to be in the state that you're in right now. You are overqualified. Don't let your situation right now determine who you are. It's time to make some adjustments. We got to get ourselves back in alignment. We got to get in alignment with God. I told you this was the month of Tammuz, T-A-M-M-U-Z. And this is the month where we got to recognize everything that's going on in our life. We got to recognize the people that have the spirit of disobedience, the spirit of rebellion. We've got to be careful who we shake hands with. Why? Because we're coming in agreement. We're coming into covenant. And we're coming into covenant with many rebellious people. And when we do this, we're saying, I agree. I agree. Pick your friends. I ain't saying run away from the world. If God didn't want us in that, he'd have took us out. He said, but do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We got to think different. If you want to go somewhere, you can't hang with folks that ain't going nowhere. Your surrounding have to change. If you're here this morning, and you say, Pastor, I recognize that I do have some rebellious people in my life. And in time, sometimes I operate in rebellion. Don't feel bad. All of us have. The Bible just finished telling us that. It ain't nothing new. You're not the last one. You're not the only one. But I came to tell you that obedience changed everything for you. Sometimes you are called to be obedient just like David was. David was called to serve Saul, and Saul had all the devil in him. So Saul was trying to kill him several times, but David was still called to serve him. And when the opportunity came for David to kill him, he says, I will not touch God's anointed. We better watch this. Because so many times we are vigilantes in the church. We want to kill everybody that we think ain't right. Don't let the pastor mess up. You're going to hold back the tide. Baby, you're disobeying God. If everybody else go wrong, stay right. Watch this. If your pastor mess up, you know what you do? You hear God. You obey God. You don't try to correct him or fix him. He's God's man. God's servant. God does this. God said, I'm the one that lifts up one and pulls down another. How in the world are you going to get in that place?